This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is 640 with the Kellogg Crew. Your 22 News Storm Team forecast. A showers, breezy, high of 50. And it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It is brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, the drive-through lane and ATM at the new branch at 1954 Wilbraham Road in Springfield is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right, Dina, what's going on with dirt?
All right. We've been keeping you updated on celebrities that have been helping out with the pandemic. And it's about time this guy stepped up. We were wondering if he was going to. But Jeff Bezos from Amazon has made a donation in $100 million to help Feeding America replenish their food banks and pantries. So we're glad to see he stepped up.
I mean, $100 million. I mean, I think it's a great gesture and all. But the guy's like, what guy? Like $170 billion or something.
Listen, we're not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. We're going to take it and hope that maybe he donates more.
Wow.
You got Oprah donating $10 million. Sean Penn and his nonprofit have opened up a screening location. And Laugh Aid will be happening tomorrow night at 7. That's going to have Ken Jeong, Ray Romano, David Spade, Howie Mandel, so many more of these comedians hitting the virtual stage to raise money. So look for that on Twitch, Comedy Central, YouTube, Laugh Lounge, and so much more. So, you know, we appreciate any help we can get to raise money.
Yeah.
By the way, I was incorrect. He's worth $117 billion. I don't want people to think that he's that rich.
Right.
Us Weekly reports that Jennifer Garner may not have a problem with Ben Affleck moving on, but she thinks it's too soon for their kids to meet his new love interest. According to an insider, Ben would work with Jennifer to prepare the kids for meeting Anna, and they have three kids together. So it makes sense that you want to slowly introduce them to someone new, especially considering that Ben's been linked to a couple of ladies before getting with Anna last November. You know, you want to see somebody long-term in his life before you get the kids involved. Well, some art pieces created by Kanye West when he was in high school have made their way to an episode of Antique Roadshow.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
What?
Yes. According to Ace Showbiz, apparently Kanye's first cousin got his hands on the art after Kanye's mom had passed away. And then art specialist at Antiques Roadshow said the collection could actually go for as much as $23,000 at auction. They are pretty good. I mean, I'll say he was a good artist.
Wow.
And he did plan to study fine arts in Chicago. But, you know, as the art expert pointed out, we all know what happened. Obviously, music kind of took over.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. How do we know it's real, though? I guess you have to, like, check it out. And as far as there's got to be some signs on how to check how old it is, I would imagine.
Hmm.
I mean, you could check with his art teacher.
Yeah.
They remember all their students.
Yeah, this is the drawing. It's got my album cover on it.
Yeah.
Got to be pretty new.
And Tom Brady and his wife, Gisele Bündchen, moving their family into a mansion in Tampa Bay that they're renting from Derek Jeter, according to People. It's a 30,000 square foot waterfront home. It's nicknamed St. Jetersburg. It's, I can't even get past that.
What?
It's got seven bedrooms, nine bathrooms, six car garage, pool, spa, boat lifts, you know, all this stuff. We don't know how much it's going to cost, but he's got a 2-year, $50 million contract, so he should be able to swing it. But for 30,000 square feet, I hope that house comes with a map.
Yeah, I'm going to name my apartment St. Lopezburg. I think it deserves it.
No, that's a... You're going to get a, like, trademark infringement or something. Don't do it. I'm going to come after you legally, St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And that's St. Jetersburg.
Jetersburg.
Jeez. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 740 with the Kellogg crew, and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The drive-through lane and ATM at the new branch located at 1954 Wilbraham Road in Springfield is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And Dina McMahon, we're broadcasting all over Western Mass through Skype. Dina, what's going on in the dirt?
Well, some celebrities might choose, say, a lemon cake for their wedding cake. Or how about, an almond-flavored cake. But what about tree bark cake?
Okay. I mean, I'm into it.
Bindi Irwin's wedding cake was very reflective of the way she lives her life. It was four tiers, and this was super cool. Each was decorated to look like a different kind of tree bark. So she had a four-layer cake, and each one looked like a different stump of a tree. It was very cool. She said the cake could have passed for a tree trunk. It was fantastic. It didn't taste like tree trunk, though. I think they went with vanilla and strawberries.
Oh, that's boring.
Oh, okay. You had me excited. I was gonna go cut open a tree today.
Yeah,
give it a try. Let me know how that works
it
out for you.
Good.
Some cake, yeah,
very good.
I know syrup comes out of there.
Danielle Panabaker from The Flash announced that she and her husband, Hayes Robbins, welcomed their first child recently. So congratulations to them. And speaking of babies, okay, Ace Showbiz reports that Formula One mogul Bernie Ecclestone is getting ready to welcome his first son in July. By the way, Bernie is just a few weeks away from turning 90.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's already
dad, right?
Yes, the dad is going to be 90,
cool.
And he's expecting a baby in July. He's got three daughters whose ages range from 31 to 65. His third wife is 44 years old, so we hope he lives long enough to welcome his baby into this world. Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby's going to be like, Daddy drives fast.
I think someone else is driving for Daddy these days.
I hope.
Sarah Bareilles is recovering from coronavirus. She says she is fully recovered, but she's sending her love to everybody who is going through this tricky time. And she's so grateful for every easy breath that she takes every day now. Sadly, the same can't be said for Julie Bennett, the actress who voiced Cindy Bear in the Yogi Bear cartoons. She passed away at the age of 88 from complications of COVID-19, according to her agent. Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott, they've been locked in that legal battle over credit card debt for years now, and she is still not paying up. American Express Bank is trying to seize her assets as she is refusing to pay that 90 grand she owes them.
Seize her assets. Gotcha.
Okay. Grumble. According to the Sun, According to the Sun, American Express asked the sheriff's office to help seize those assets and property. So we have yet to hear what they will be taking out of her home. But maybe Tori's using the excuse that she's just waiting for her stimulus check. I don't know.
Yeah. COVID-19 all these years.
She saw it coming. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 840 and it's time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. The drive-through lane and ATM at the new branch at 1954 Wilbraham Road in Springfield is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And we got Dina with the dirt. What is going on?
All right. With so much closed due to the pandemic, it's kind of baffling that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez got their gym to open just for them, according to Kaiser. Now, granted, it's in Miami, Florida, and they haven't gotten a grasp on the proper way to handle this national emergency just yet. So that doesn't really surprise us too much. But what does surprise us, though, is that J-Lo and A-Rod feel the need to go out to the gym when they have their own home gym.
What?
I mean, I can't imagine any other gym could offer much more than they have access to in their own home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the only reason you'd go to a gym is because other people are there and they may encourage you to work out more. But there's
or
nobody
trainers,
there.
Oh, okay.
Or equipment you don't have. But I feel like they have all this at home. So, I don't know, maybe they were just feeling a little cabin fever. Who knows, in their big, humongous mansion. All right, Reese Witherspoon's fashion line, Draper James, has announced Draper James Teachers Initiative. They want to give back to teachers. The post on Instagram reads, "Dear teachers, we want to say thank you. During quarantine, we see you working harder than ever to educate our children, to show our gratitude. Draper James would like to give teachers a free dress. So if you apply by Sunday, it's Sunday by midnight. The offer is valid while supplies last, and they're going to contact everybody who gets a free dress on Tuesday. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
nice way to say thank you. Well, as we told you, Jessica Simpson opened up about her past with John Mayer in her book, Open Book, which is, you know, now on the top 10 bestsellers list. But John Mayer is not going to be one reading it. He actually explained on Watch What Happens Live that he has no interest. He says, I've heard about it. I've heard some bits. But as Pee-wee Herman says in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, before the movie of his life is about to play out at the end, he's not watching the movie. And the reason he's not watching the movie, he says, I don't have to watch it, Dottie. I lived it. And I think that's prescient here. He's quoting Pee-wee Herman.
I know. That's the last person you should quote on the planet, you know?
True.
You got to pick your quotes carefully with Pee-wee Herman.
And during a call-in interview to The View, Kim Kardashian West admitted self-isolating has had her questioning more children. Now, she's got four kids, 10-month-old, 4-year-old, 2-year-old, 6.5-year-old, with her husband, Kanye West. And she said, let me say, being at home with four kids, if I ever thought for a minute that I wanted another one, that is out the door. It's really tough. She may not want more, but, you know, think of everything she's got at home to get her through this. I mean, I kind of want to, I almost want to give mine back. Like, she might not want more, but I want to give mine back.
You would exchange yours for, like, pairs of shoes.
No.
Absolutely. The shoes don't talk back, and I don't have to cook for them.
Wow. You don't cook for your shoes, Dina? I do.
I wouldn't do that to them. that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.